Are the doors secure? Have we secured the doors?
Yeah.
It's Advanced Analytics Podcast time.
That one next to you is weirdly open, just to let any outdoor noise come in.
We've
got to
have some air come in, yeah. Don't we?
And there's a window next to me open.
Secure the doors! It's Advanced Analytics Podcast time.
I like that we also do this in the echoiest room in your house. Yeah.
It's amazing we haven't done more prep for this podcast. We've been rolling hot. We've recorded four great episodes. Four rippers, I'd say. You know, but at the same time, you can always get better. And I've done almost no prep. How about you?
I'm going to come clean and say also not a lot of prep this week.
we've also had a lot of... Well, I mean, we found some funny videos and that counts as something. Well, not much on an audio podcast. We also don't have a lot on at the moment, so we've got really no excuse.
I'll speak for yourself. Yeah. I've got a lot of things popping off.
What are you doing?
A lot of things.
What are you doing?
Too many to list.
Too many
right
lists
now.
Right now.
All the
what do you when you fly overseas? Yeah. What do you list on the form as your occupation?
This year, I went over to Europe.
Yeah.
And I put comedian.
Wow.
For the first few
huge
times.
Call.
A few years back, I'd put student.
All right, Mr.
And then
comedian,
there was
man.
A little period where I'd put graphic designer.
Yeah. You put whatever you want, but I mean, you do have to justify it a little bit. All right, Mr. Comedian, we expect to have at least one laugh. How many laughs are you guaranteed for the show? One?
Mm-hmm.
Two?
One. I'm going to start at one next week. We'll move it up to two.
Can I? I'll just pause the washing machine. Give me 2 seconds. Edit this bit out.
No.
Or freestyle.
No. I'll just talk. I'll hold the fort. Man. A lot of NBA stuff going on this week. A lot of NBA stuff. Games, wins, losses.
Okay, points, you really need to edit dunks. That out. Okay. The first thing I thought we'd talk about today in the week in review is Derrick Rose. I thought this was a big story because we get most of our news from NBA Reddit, but it turns out that it's mainly just Twitter and NBA Reddit who cares about this.
Can
Derrick
I pause
Rose
you there?
Has gone MIA. What?
I just need to pause you.
Yeah.
It's time for the sting.
I thought we already did it.
Well, you can't just go... You can't just... You didn't leave any space for it.
Okay.
The sting... Here it is.
Weekend review.
Continue.
Okay, Derrick Rose. Adrian Wojnarowski. Is it so much easier when other people say it?
Just call them Woj.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Everyone just calls them Woj.
It was weird how Americans have such hard names. And you only have simple names, like Smith and...
The New Zealand All Blacks do have eight guys called Smith.
Yeah.
At any given time, there will be eight players called Smith.
We have an easy, simple life. Roger, it's probably racist for me to say that. Wojnarowski, I'm sorry I cannot say that properly. He's reporting that Derrick Rose is tired of being hurt and it's taking toll on him mentally. And... Derrick Rose is in touch with the Cavaliers, but his future is unclear. And
LeBron said a real cold quote, eh?
LeBron did, yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't think it really affects our team. I was like, whoa.
No,
but then he tried making up for it by being like, he's our brother and we care for him.
Opposite has happened, though. It's affected their team in a positive way because they've come right without him.
Yeah,
so and also all the stats point to the fact that they're way more efficient. Shoot more threes, make more threes, space the floor better when he's not there. So it's probably a blessing in disguise for them. And for Adidas, who'd save $80 million if he pulls out of his contract.
Yeah.
He's obviously quite a disturbed guy. And it's besides the injuries, I mean, he went through a rape trial. The dude's got a lot of stuff. I mean, I know he's found not guilty of the rape trial, but he didn't come out well.
Did you see that? Did you see that video of all those like fans in China, I think, sent him?
No.
That is amazing. Yeah. Okay, we're not going to clip of the week, but that's the
Sounds
honorary...
like a clip of the week.
No. That's the honorary clip of the week.
You can't have two clips of the week.
Now, look it up. And it's like all these fans, I think from China.
Yeah.
And they're all just sending him videos being like, we love you, Derrick Rose. You have the heart of a true champion.
Is this during his court case or now?
I think it was recently. It made him cry. He starts crying. Watching it.
So he's beautifully touched by all the fans.
Yeah, and it's their messages are so nice, bordering on weird, but very nice.
Yeah.
That's the honorary clip of the week. Okay. Look at Google it. Right. I don't know what to Google to find it.
It's probably a blessing in disguise that if he doesn't come back for the Cavs, but very, very sad to see the end of, like, when he was in his prime, one of my favourite players to watch on the court. People forget how good he was, eh? He was like Westbrook before Westbrook.
Yeah, I used to watch this one highlight reel of his, and it was to the song Coming Home by P. Diddy, Dirty Money.
Coming home.
And so last year when I compiled a highlight reel of my own basketball highlights, I used that song.
Yeah, and
I was
one understood that you were referencing a Derrick Rose highlight.
No, I wasn't referencing it. I just took the song choice from that one because it was. I realized it was such a good highlight video song.
Where can people see your highlights?
I think it's on YouTube, maybe. I think it's public. It's on my Facebook. Why don't I put it on the Facebook page?
Put it on the Facebook
page.
Like
us on Facebook.
Paul's highlights and check out Paul's highlights. And they're depressing. One of the hard things is the cameras that record our games are way in the rafters. So you do look, if you feel slow, you look 10 times slower.
No, the other thing is, though, I score most of my baskets on breakaway layups.
Yeah.
And the camera moves on sensing where people are.
Yeah.
And so if I go down the court by myself, it stays with the majority who don't bother getting back on D.
Yeah.
And as a result, most of my baskets aren't captured on the cameras.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, they have cameras in the roof at the North Shore Event Center that film every game, and they upload it to the internet, and you can take stats on an iPad. It's genuinely like the future of
I would like to
shout
that company out, because it's a New Zealand guy started that.
What's it called?
He used to sometimes play with us
on the
weekends. Glory League.
It's amazing.
And it's like, it's an
app. He doing in New Zealand, though? Get to America where the people are.
No, he's starting here. He's from...
starting small.
Yeah, he's trying, like, hopefully the shout out will get him some traction.
It's
called Glory League, and it's like an app, and it's really fun. It makes your league really fun.
We have a nerd on our team, a legend, Matt the Thief Clear, who takes all the stats and actually does our stats, which is quite cool to have, like, your plus minus and stuff done for social basketball.
Yeah.
And my terrible shooting splits, of which I was, I think, 4 from 15.
I double doubled this week.
What is the best montage? If you're going to make a montage, what are the best montage songs?
That one, Coming Home.
No, that's not
Dirty Money.
That's shocking.
All the Above, Mano feat. T-Pain. That's a great one.
T-Pain's got to be in there. All I do is win, no matter what.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that in my top 10.
What about Right Now by Van Halen? What about What about
I thought of a real good one the other day.
A lot of people do Kanye West Stronger.
Yeah.
The mashup of the song by whoever the hell it is. Yeah, that's a good one. 8 Mile song.
This is usually like my favorite topic, but I'm freezing up.
You're freezing
up under
the pressure.
I think of them all the time. And right now I just can't. Maybe like one that I've gotten real into recently I think could work was like, maybe not. I'm not even going to say it.
I put on for my city, on for my city.
Yeah, that would be quite cool. If it was like someone who plays in the city they're from.
Well, we're going to come to that later because we have some Phoenix Suns news because someone in our reviewed our podcast and asked for some Phoenix Suns. So we're going to have a bit of that coming up. So
cool.
Get excited. Next story for the week in review, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Almost nailed that. Considering I was struggling with Wojnarowski, I almost got Antetokounmpo right.
Yeah.
Proud of
myself. Sounds okay.
Great footage of him on the sideline yelling, "I will F you up," to his assistant coach.
Yeah.
That was a good video. He would as well.
He's a big rig.
What? He would.
Yeah, he could.
But also not a cool thing to say, especially someone on your own team. Like, it's pretty fiery.
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
No, but he came... Did you see a second... He did an interview about it, and he said like he was very close with the guy.
Yeah,
they were like brothers.
Yeah,
and
Blake Griffin very close with that guy who punched in the face?
Yeah, he was.
Not anymore. Friendships die.
They do.
Things about friend is you can't spell it without end.
I don't think true friendships die. True friendship is forever.
True friendship you can't spell without end ship. Can you? Snookered game point.
That's true. There's no I in friendship. No, there is.
But at the same time, sometimes, you know, the only solution is violence. As we heard from the legendary GOAT, Matt Barnes. Violence isn't always the answer, but sometimes it is. He had to beat up Derek Fisher. And sometimes Giannis has got to beat up his defensive coaching staff to help the Bucks in their beleaguered seat. They've got to fire Jason Kidd, eh?
Yeah. You're always whenever,
fire Jason Kidd.
But whenever something happens like that, you're always so intrigued, like, what got him so angry? Like, yeah. The Blake Griffin thing's the same.
Yeah.
It's like, how did that happen?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like...
I've never punched someone in the face.
Yeah, well, hey, mate, touch wood, you're only 25, plenty of future. No, mate, if this podcast gets a bit
too sick. I just can't imagine ever being provoked enough.
I can. You see the darkness inside.
No, but to punch...
Especially in sport.
Someone's... at least, like, don't go for the face.
Yeah.
Isn't that where Blake Griffin punched him?
Yeah. Imagine you punch a Blake Griffin.
Like the face is, like, the most fragile and important...
I would lie down and die. I'd be like, I'm dead
area.
I'm
like, just go for the arm or the...
Punch in the arm. Well, that doesn't really get your message across. The face. Well, Blake Griffin could break your arm.
The face. It's like with the nose, the mouth, the eyes. It's crazy.
I'm always amazed when people don't do a better job of rehabbing their image. Yeah. Like, Blake Griffin was a loved, well-endorsed player who was quite funny. And he did stand-up and stuff like that. So and then it really, for me, just completely ruined my view of him. Not that I ever had a great view.
Find a anti-punch in the face charity organization to become the face.
Like there. When, who's my favorite player? The Italian soccer player?
Mario Balotelli.
Mario Balotelli, right. He got into a classic scrape, okay? He was in his Manchester apartment and he wanted to set off some fireworks.
Yeah.
You got no outdoor area in your Manchester apartment, so where are you going to set off your fireworks?
He almost did.
He set them off in his own bathroom.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Hell of fun for everyone. And... what happened? Oh, the fire department, the man came down on him.
The fun police.
Yeah, the fun police and the actual police cracked down on him, fined him. And then, lo and behold, he turns his career and life around by doing a picture of him holding a poster saying fireworks are dangerous. And in his face, you can tell that he's very unhappy about doing it. That is how you turn it around. Shout out to Mario Balotelli, the prime example of how you like fix a PR disaster. And I'm amazed that more NBA players don't hire a PR firm. Not that I particularly like PR firms, but just have a strategy for getting over it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Chris Brown. Like Chris Brown genuinely, after the Rihanna thing, genuinely seemed repentant, like genuinely sad, apologized, did media with his mum. And people didn't think that was enough, and people were still shocked by it. Maybe part of that is racism, but also partly just because it's what you did is very serious. You can't just say, I'm sorry, cry and get over it.
Yeah.
And when people didn't forgive him after a week, he's like, all right, I'm turning to the dark side.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant almost did it as well. Like, he was like, he got some real bad tattoos after his trial. Like,
yeah. So you're saying Chris Brown was only repentant for like a week and then...
Yeah. He might have been repentant. I don't know what he's like in personal, but to the media, he was like, all right, if y'all then, if you're not going to like... forgive me.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his approach, which was a really, really weird approach. Because like people will forgive you as long as you work to, you know, people get let out of jail for murder. Oscar Pistorius, I know he just got his trial. He got his sentence extended.
I'm a big fan of forgiveness.
You reckon?
I'm a big fan.
What if someone murdered me?
I think one of the best.
Dodge that question.
No. I think like eventually. You just got to forgive. I mean, if the person is sorry.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not, then it's like, screw that dude.
Yeah.
Or woman. Woman can do
murders
too.
It'd be pretty hard, though. If you had a loved one taken away, though, it'd be pretty hard to forgive. Like, if you...
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I've never been in that situation, so I can't speak on it. Mm. But I'd say one of the coolest photos I think I've ever seen is Pope John Paul, whatever number, the last Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
I'm posing with the dude who shot him.
Shot him, yeah.
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 That's quite cool.
That is amazing. Shout out to the Pope. Shame about all the sex abuse allegations, but
Pope John Paul,
though.
Well,
there might be.
Really?
I don't know. The Catholic Church... No, there won't be, but the Catholic Church just dodges shit. Anyway, it's not good.
Yeah,
get
bogged down. Not all popes.
Just like... All right. Let's go. Let's try and lighten the mood. I was going to talk about LeVar Ball, but I just can't even be stuffed. Let's move on to Magic Mayhem, eh? Bit of bring the mood up.
Okay.
Sit down.
I used to be jealous of wearing a follow.
You're taking every game personal?
I'm not Alfred.
Sit down. Oh,
wow. That is pure magic. Pure magic.
Man, like, where to start? It's a dark time.
It's a very dark time.
It's a dark time.
They're just back to where they were, aren't they?
Well, the thing is...
We're back where we belong. Never felt so weak.
That's the song. That's my highlight song.
Is that your one of your songs?
Yeah, that's Coming Home. That's how it starts. I'm back where I belong. Never felt so strong.
Weak.
And I'm feeling like there's nothing that I can't try.
And the magic light. I'm
and if you're with me, put your hands high. It's the perfect highlight song.
But not for the magic.
No, I could see it. I could see a sweet.
Let's look at the upcoming games and try and make you feel better.
Here's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Jonathan Isaac.
Yeah.
The rookie that everyone was so excited about.
Yeah.
In games he's played,
yeah.
The Magic are 8-4.
Yeah.
That's a good record.
Yeah.
Without him,
yeah.
They are yet to win a game. 0-7. And Frank Vogel had a good quote where he was like, I hate to say that I don't want to say that, like, you never want to say that we're missing a 20-year-old kid, rookie.
Yeah.
But we're definitely missing.
So last time you pulled this stunt on me, you said Jonathan Isaac. With him, they're 6-2. Without him, they haven't won a game. Since then, they've clearly played two more games with him, added two more L's to the L column.
No, they haven't played with him.
Oh, they haven't played with him yet.
He's not back yet.
Ah.
When he comes back, the streak ends.
Well, probably, because they're going to have to be. They have had
ends.
In the Magic's defense, they have had a tough schedule. Okay. But they just got hammered by the 76ers.
Here's the other thing I want to say about the Orlando Magic.
What?
In the offseason, / last season,
yeah.
I wanted to get rid of two players.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of Evan Fournier.
Definitely.
But mainly Nick Vucevic.
Yeah, obviously. Everyone wants to get rid of
him. Okay, season started and I felt embarrassed and ashamed and apologetic.
Yeah.
Because suddenly Nick Vucevic was looking like an MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And
he was saying he's going to make the All-Star game.
And I was like, man,
yeah.
I had it wrong about him.
Yeah.
But now I'm back to being like, at least move him to the bench or something. He's
poison, eh?
He doesn't. Yeah, he's got bad attitude. That's what I said last year.
How did he go from bad to good to bad again, though?
I don't. Well, I mean, at the start he was shooting very hot, but I don't know how the team defense has fallen off so much. But his defense is just is trash, man.
Yeah.
Like he made when they lost in that blowout loss. Derek Favors. I was like, at first I didn't even recognize Derek Favors. I mean, I haven't been paying that much attention to Derek Favors. I was like, who is this dude? And why isn't people talking about him?
Yeah.
He's the greatest player I've ever seen. And I was like, no, it's Derek Favors.
Yeah.
He's just getting marked by Nikola Vucevic.
All right, man. All right. So the Magic fans are on suicide watch. Things are looking really bad.
I actually got a message from a friend, Josh.
Yeah.
He said he was watching the game, and he just said every Magic player down to a man looks like they want to kill themselves.
Yeah,
that was yesterday. And
he definitely, they definitely have had a tough stretch of games, but the next four are Pacers, that'll probably be a loss. Thunder, that'll be a loss because they're desperate. Warriors, Knicks, Hornets. Like, they got some Hawks games coming up, that's exciting. Get to play the Bulls in about 3 weeks, but like, jeepers creepers, guys. So this is a question. I got a question on Twitter. First ever Twitter question. This is exciting.
That's
No, I've lost it. Oh, here it goes. At this guy on Twitter, shout out to him. He tweets me and said, how did Paul become a Magic fan? I thought that was a great question.
Oh, cool. We didn't tweet it at me. That's fine. Maybe he doesn't follow me.
Man, no one follows you.
You
mate.
Can follow me. Paul Williams_12.
Your avatar is a picture of a cat. Do you, when I see you in real life, do you have a face of a cat? No.
Sometimes.
What are you hiding?
Nothing.
The ugly face.
Yeah.
How'd you become a Magic fan?
I have self-esteem issues.
Speed up the podcast, mate.
Okay.
Places to go.
Here's the thing. In the 90s,
yeah.
Three teams you could get the gear of in New Zealand.
In New Zealand, at Farmers.
Yeah, you could get Chicago Bulls, Charlotte Hornets,
shout out to the Hornets,
Orlando Magic.
Go the Magic.
Okay, so that's kind of one reason.
I had a t-shirt when I was a kid, because you just buy these at like real basic. It's like, I guess Farmers are like the Target of New Zealand.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I had a t-shirt and it said, got to put on my shades because the Magic future so bright.
And they were right.
And it had a picture and the Magic was written in some shades, some sunglasses that were on my t-shirt.
Man, that is cool shirt.
And I loved that t-shirt until I realized that they literally printed them for every team in the NBA. And you could literally buy, like, even Cole teams. You could be like, got to put on some shades because the Minnesota Timberwolves future so bright. I'm like, that is a lie. The Minnesota Timberwolves are going to lose KG and head towards a period of darkness.
Yeah.
So
here's my theory.
Yeah.
We had a next door neighbor, John Hudson.
Yeah.
He had relatives.
Shout out to John.
Who lives in Orlando, right?
In Disney World, probably in and the castle.
And they would send him gear.
Yeah.
And he would tell you
yeah.
the Magic were the coolest team.
Yeah. They were. They actually were. The was true. They were. Because yeah. like, you couldn't support the Bulls because they were like bandwagoning.
Yeah.
You're not going to support the Utah Jazz because they're old and like old manny. And the Magic were the young, exciting, cool team with cool logos. Orlando was excited. We didn't know Orlando was kind of bleak place besides Disney World. And even Disney World's kind of bleak. Sorry to Orlando. And one of the coolest things was that at the time, if you bought Cocoa Pops and handed them like a couple of barcodes, you would get a genuine Reebok brand. I said starter, I got confused. A Reebok brand Shaquille O'Neal brand hat.
Yeah,
that was amazing. Yeah, nowadays, I still buy Cocoa Pops to this day. All they give you is a crappy mask on the back, and you cut out a picture of Coco the monkey, and you stick it to your face. That's not cool. Yeah.
And
getting
says,
a Shaq cap was it was
look
a genuinely
cool
cap.
With your friends while wearing this mask.
You could, if you didn't want to get a cap, once you got the cap, you could get a basketball, a Shaq basketball, deflated. Mm. But once you found it,
anyway, continue. So as kids,
yeah.
like, if you go back and I looked at a photo yesterday, and it was me and my sister
yeah.
actually at Disney World in Orlando,
yeah.
and I was rocking. Full Magic supporters gear.
Sick.
So as a kid, I remember we both got Orlando Magic caps for Christmas.
Sick caps.
And we went to Orlando because our dad had a work convention there.
Yeah.
We went there for a big trip.
Big trip.
When I was like...
I spewed up after Splash Mountain.
I was like 6 or 7 maybe.
You were a little cutie.
And we went to Orlando.
Yeah.
And then, I've been to one game once.
Yeah.
When I was like... a bit older, because we went back again once when our dad had it.
Yeah, we went twice.
When we were maybe like 11, I was maybe 11.
We went to see the Magic.
We saw the Magic lose to that year's champions, Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
And the Magic were the worst team in the league, I'm pretty sure. So we saw the best team play the worst team.
And also Tracy McGrady was sitting out.
He sat out and he sat in a suit. I remember Tyronn Lue. Coach of the Cavs was playing.
Rasheed Wallace did a 360 on the break.
And I remember the biggest cheer from the Magic fans at the TD Waterhouse, which was the stadium at the time,
yeah.
was when they subbed out someone and brought on rookie
Zaza Pachulia. Who would guess he was still going? And how good was Zaza Pachulia?
He's been in the league for quite a long time.
They could sub out. It doesn't matter if Tracy McGrady was playing. They could be like, ladies and gentlemen, subbing out Tracy McGrady, subbing in Zaza Pachulia. The crowd would go crazy. They're so excited for a man just called Zaza Pachulia.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is an amazing name. And he's now NBA champion. He is.
Yeah.
Legend. So funny that him and JaVale McGee are NBA champions now. Mm. Something wrong with the world, eh? And T-Mac never won a championship. No.
Nick Young chasing that chip this year.
That year, the Spurs got beaten, I think, by the Ray Allen final. I think T-Mac was on the bench. It wouldn't have really been that great, but that was a year when I think he was on the bench for the Raptors. He didn't play for the Spurs.
Yeah.
At the very end, it barely would have counted, but it would have been kind of cool.
Yeah,
I remember the main was really cool was T-Mac.
And the good news is, he's now like kind of back helping the Magic.
Yeah.
So when they win the championship 2021...
Yeah.
He would get a ring.
T-Mac is.
Yeah.
There's two weird things about T-Mac. One, as a commentator, he's quite good as an analyst, but he wears comically baggy suits.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just left over from the 90s.
Mate,
or
have
what's
you seen
going on there.
What Michael Jordan wears?
Yeah, like Michael Jordan. And it's weird for these guys who are very rich to not get a proper suit. I guess they were probably just from a different era. But it just always makes me nervous when there's players like him who are amazing athletic talents.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you just jump over players and dunk on them like I did? And it's like, not that. It's hard to teach. It's kind of why you think Michael Jordan probably wouldn't be the best coach.
Well, I think one of the main reasons they brought him in was to help Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Who is, I'd say, more of an athletic freak.
In New Zealand, that's a good point. Well, he's not using it like T-Mac did.
Mm.
Like, T-Mac was just such an unbelievable, unique kind of like... scorer and talent that you kind of like had a lot of things you can't teach.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can. You just got to practice a lot. It always reminds me of John Kuan, the New Zealand rugby coach, who kind of hasn't had much success. But in his playing days, he's my favorite rugby player. There's literally videos of him running through the entire Italian team. And it must be frustrating for his coach, his team, to go, why don't you just run through the whole team like I did back in the day? Yeah. Okay, so that's how Paul became a Magic fan. Shout out to @thisguy for sending in a tweet.
On the weekend, I saw a guy who had the same jersey as me, a home, so white Orlando Magic Steve Francis jersey.
Yeah.
And he was just out at Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland.
Francis, they was a shame they traded him, but he had a couple of exciting years for the Magic.
I loved Stevie Francis.
Did they also get Steve Francis? Yeah, Steve Francis had like a mate who was like the exact same. It's weird when two players have like two of the exact same players. Like, remember when it was Monta Ellis and Steph Curry on the same team? And everyone was annoyed when they traded away Monta Ellis. And they're like, two tiny gunner shooters.
That was crazy how they booed the owner.
Yeah, it made sense though, because Monta Ellis was like one of the few bright spots in a bleak history.
Yeah, but they got bummed out. Those fans got bummed out.
Yeah.
And like 2 years later, they were like the best team of all time.
Yeah. It really could not have come to fruition being more than that. But do you remember Steve Francis had an identical player? He used to have like big hair, but they had two real short, stocky.
Oh, when he played for the Magic?
No, when he played for the Rockets.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be able to remember his name. That's so annoying. Anyway, sorry. You had something to say?
I was just saying the other day, David Lee retired.
Yeah.
And so I actually went and found that video of him getting interviewed after that game when the booing happened in Golden State.
Yeah.
And because I couldn't remember what his response was, if he was really angry about it as well.
Yeah.
But he actually was quite diplomatic and was like, he could see why the fans were mad, because he was like, this trade doesn't help us to win this year. This helps us next year when Andrew Bogut gets healthy. And so he actually spoke quite well.
He actually knew what was up.
Yeah, he knew. He could see the future.
Time for some more reviews and feedback and Suns. This is the Suns news that I promised, which I can't believe we're doing. Got some more ratings on iTunes. Thanks so much to everyone who did it. Thanks to WellyHut19 for tweeting us a positive, or posting on iTunes a positive review. Shout out to Welly and the Hut, two of our favourite, well, not the Hut, but we like Welly. Hashtag Pure Magic from Niz44Yeezy93.
Shout out to Niz44Yeezy43.
His feedback is brilliant podcast, some really detailed analytics. I'm glad he's...
And wait, did he say Pure Magic?
Paying attention, yep.
Oh, cool.
Love the Magic, keep that up. A couple of teams you haven't talked about much are the Trailblazers and Raptors. Raptors are my team, so we'll talk about them very soon. They're going okay, but just the same shit, different day, really. They're going to struggle in the playoffs, as per, unless Serge Ibaka comes right. And this is one I want to respond to. Love It by Matt the Boxing Champ. You can just write anything. This is out of control. You can just write your name as Muhammad Ali.
I love that we're just reading literally every review.
Yeah. Do you not see what I'm doing, you dumbass? I'm encouraging people to review the show.
Okay, sweet.
And also ask questions. It gives us stuff to talk about. Someone says, love it, but they need to talk more about the Suns.
Okay.
Now, that is a tough ask.
It's crazy you said that. I looked down at my computer, and on the desktop, there's weirdly an old school Phoenix Suns logo, because that's what I was basing my fantasy team's logo off.
So that's the first Nelson thing I want to say about Suns. Great unis. I did a bit of more research about the old team. They've got the same shit kicker coach that the Raptors used to have, so depressed about that.
Jay Triano.
They've got a guy called Alan. Have you heard about Alan Williams?
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of this guy. He plays for the Suns, number 15, but he just calls himself Big Sauce.
That's a good nickname.
It's not a good nickname. Well, it's a good nickname. Okay, I'll take that back. It's a good nickname if you didn't give it to yourself.
Yeah.
But like, if Michael Jordan was on Twitter, he wouldn't call himself Air Jordan. Other people call you that.
I love a self-given nickname.
Okay, so his name on Twitter is literally Big Sauce. And here's where it gets good.
Yeah.
He is a rapper, and he's made a rap. And time for the clip of the week.
Wait. Are you hijacking my segment right now?
No. Yeah, I'm doing the clip of the week this week. This is the clip of the week. Listen to Alan Williams, aka Big Sauce, rapping about Phoenix.
Don't point your mic like a boom mic.
He sees Phoenix a lot.
Phoenix.
Oh, Suns. I got that. Suns.
Phoenix.
He gets into some bars here.
Suns.
It's mainly him bopping around in the changing room.
I love when they ask me I feel disrespected.
The only time he leaves the state is when it's for a game or he gets his diploma.
So wait, is he still on the team?
I think he's injured, yeah.
Alan Williams. I definitely know the name from fantasy.
And then he talks about here, he talks about how his dad was a judge and his mum was the chief of police, so he always stays out of trouble.
Oh, so is he actually from Phoenix?
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
Wait, is that the dumbest thing anyone's ever said? You just heard that song, eh?
Yeah.
Where do you come from? Phoenix. Who do you play for? Phoenix.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Phoenix.
I could mainly just
Phoenix,
hear Phoenix,
Phoenix,
to be
Phoenix, Suns, Phoenix, 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 Suns.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you'd still kind of feel loyal to the team you played for, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be cool to play for the
Suns. That's so cool that he loves playing for Phoenix.
Yeah. oh, he also, talks some shit, though, and he gives a shout-out to that guy who said, I don't want to be here.
Oh, Bledsoe.
He gives a shout-out to Bledsoe.
Yeah, well, this was obviously a little bit like probably last year or something.
Bledsoe doesn't have that song on his Spotify.
I thought up a great plan, like,
this better be
recently.
Great. Yeah.
So I was watching actually multiple years of Duke basketball team, the Blue Devils, introducing, you know, they'll have like a, big college teams will have a night where it's like a fun night and the fans come in and they introduce all the players and they'll make them dance and they'll just like
do wacky stuff
for the season.
I'd say even small schools do that, but
And anyway, the Duke one's so hardcore, like they project like, basically a screen onto the court and like the players come out.
They've got a lot of money because they don't play those players.
Yeah. And anyway, so I was watching a few years in a row actually, and it's actually, I do it for fantasy analysis.
But you get your fantasy analysis from the...
I think you can tell a lot by how a guy, like his charisma when he gets, and confidence when he gets introduced in a situation like that. Anyway, Jason Tatum was the guy I was interested in. I should have trusted my gut on him. He's been great.
Yeah.
But he came out, and the song he came out to was like a song about Jason Tatum. It was like clearly they picked their own songs. Yeah. And they all came out and kind of lip-synced and danced to it.
Yeah.
And his was like, I'm Jason Tatum. I'm shooting jumpers like I'm Jason Tatum or something. And so I looked it up and I found it, and it was like a guy from who was also from St. Louis.
Yeah.
St. Louis? St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis. From St. Louis. And I was thinking, what I need to do, okay, here's to give you a bit more background. I am Facebook friends with Anthony Davis, NBA star.
Wow.
Here's
amazing.
What I did. Back in the day, I was reading Slam magazine.
Yeah.
And I read about a high school player with a promising future called Kyrie Irving. I tried to add him on Facebook, but it came back and said he's got the maximum pending friend request. He can't get any more.
Yeah.
So then I did some more reading, and I read about other players, and the guy I chose as being NBA was Anthony Davis.
Yeah, safe.
Added him. I found his genuine Facebook account. He was still in high school.
Yeah.
I added him, and he basically stopped using it very quickly.
As soon as you added
But it's amazing
him.
It's going really back and looking at his old photos. Like, he had a LeBron James cover photo and stuff like that. Like, We Are All Witnesses was his cover photo.
Crazy to play someone you're a fan of,
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, Brandon Ingram doing drawings of Jimmy Butler and James Harden. That's so funny now, don't you think? Like, that he plays them.
It is amazing. It's like it was so heartwarming.
What? No, it's not like that
at all.
Yeah,
it is like that.
But why was I saying this? Oh, yeah, so my plan is to go back, find a young player, like still in high school, who's maybe who you can see is going to go to a good school and then go to the NBA, and then make a song about them where their name is the chorus,
and get it played,
and get it in with them, because like they'll hear it now,
when
they're in high school,
and
then they can carry that through to them to the NBA.
It's quite a good idea,
and you can be friends with an NBA player.
Yeah, man. So
anyway,
have you had any thoughts about who you're going to make a song about?
No.
If you make a song about Alan Williams, he'll definitely play it, but I don't know how much exposure he'll get in Phoenix for a guy who's mainly injured.
Martell Webster, shout out to him. So he's Martell at How It Is Webster.
Is he a Phoenix Suns player?
No, he used to play for Washington Wizards, but I think he retired mainly because of injuries.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's a rapper now. He's got some fire tricks.
Okay, we'll play it next week. Maybe it can be the clip of the week if it's good enough.
Maybe.
Are you not annoyed that I hijacked clip of the week?
No, I have a clip of the week.
Yeah. Well, it's not time yet. We're still talking about the Phoenix Suns, as we're supposed to, requested.
Can I just go back and add to my chat about why I'm a Magic fan?
Yeah, okay.
I also feel like...
Mate, you've lost, you're your frame of like thought is like very all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know, why you're a Magic fan?
I'm like the Picasso of basketball podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no order to it, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be great if there's some order.
Now I've lost it. Damn, thank you. Picasso's no. Here's painting. What I was going to say. The Magic.
He's painting a masterpiece.
Were born 3 years before I was, so I feel like I've grown up with that team.
The team was.
Yeah. Yeah. The team founded 3 years before me.
They trade drafted Penny the year you were born.
92. I was born 92.
94.
I'm trying to think what year he wasn't actually drafted by the Magic. Fun fact. They drafted Chris Webber. Yeah. And then traded.
They need to bring that back, eh? Draft day on the stage trades, because I think they traded them on the stage.
What do you mean?
Like David Stern comes out and goes, "There's been a trade."
Oh yeah,
and they switch them straight, and they just literally just switch their hats on the stage.
That's quite cool.
It's dope. Yeah, it's really it makes because the NBA draft they're trying to make it into an event, and right now it's not really because you predict the top five and yeah. Anyway, they draft day trades on the stage. I'd love it. Imagine if Boston and Philadelphia switch the number one pick on the stage. So that'd be mind-blowing, right?
Yeah.
That'd be pure entertainment.
I'm so intrigued to see how Markelle Fultz goes.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, it looks like the Celtics trading down to three and getting Tatum was like...
Genius.
Was genius.
Yeah, and just if you just draft players on physical specs, which doesn't always work, it seems like a no-brainer. Okay, sorry, just to keep on track with the Suns chat, which is what we were doing.
Yeah.
I actually watched a game after getting this feedback because I was like, I wonder what the Suns are up to. They went down to the Pelicans, 72-42 at halftime.
Wow.
And this is my question about the Suns. Do we need relegation in basketball? The answer is yes. And I'll tell you why. Tanking's a big problem, and teams like the Chicago Bulls this year don't take the NBA seriously. I don't mind the Magic, because the Magic are always trying. They never really tank, and they're always never at the rock bottom. But they need to discourage intentional tanking, and they're trying to rejig the draft. It's not enough, because even if you rejig the draft, there's still an incentive just to have a low payroll and just to, like, you know, maybe sit out a year, because you still got a pretty good chance of getting a pick, and the Bulls just don't give a shit, and they've got terrible ownership. Okay. Relegation would be so good. Imagine if there's a team from Vancouver or from Seattle right now. Seattle desperately wants to get back in the NBA, which had like a borderline NBA level payroll with like the best players of the D League, maybe a good player from Australia who are ready to go. And whichever team loses, say it's the Bulls, has to play them in relegation. Yeah. That's what they need to do to keep the
like
bad teams
the
on their toes.
The audacity of you.
Yeah.
Someone's requested some Suns talk.
Yeah.
The talk you've come out with
yeah.
is that they should
get them
be
out,
of
the NBA.
Out
of
the league.
Yeah, well, the basketball I watched was so depressing. Yeah. And there's a few other teams like this. I watched the end of the Lakers-Bulls
the
game.
Suns?
A lot of the Magic games I've watched with you. Like, the teams are so discouraging.
Yeah.
And they're, like, not taking basketball seriously. The Suns don't have... Besides that bullshit song that the Big Source wrote... Like, they don't seem to have, like, any sort of, like... there's no pressure on them to produce results.
Yeah.
Like, Tyson Chandler's just collecting checks. It's depressing.
I think the Suns should be better than they are.
Tweeted, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Now, Devin Booker, what's he up to?
Yeah, well, he...
TJ Warren, what's he up to? What happened to that guy?
They
have Dragon Bender?
Yeah, they've got...
The guy's name is Dragon.
I know.
If your name's Dragon, you better be good at basketball.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, life's going to be hard. It's like Dwayne Wade. If your name's Dwayne Wade and basketball doesn't work out for you, you are screwed. So he played basketball as hard as he could. My name's Guy Williams. If this podcast doesn't work out for me, I am done.
Shout out to Diamond Stone, who was drafted the same year as Dragon Bender.
Diamond Stone and Dragon Bender in the same draft class.
So it was one of the GOAT years for names. The Suns, they have a lot of young, talented players.
No, they don't.
And I'm waiting for them to get good. No, I think they do.
You're like you got the
Magic.
You're like Magic. The Magic had had two promising players, Tobias Harris and Victor Oladipo, and they trade away both of them and keep their junk.
No, what's the opposite of a shout out? What, screw you to Rob Hennigan.
What do you say? Because people a couple of days ago were saying like Rob Hennigan's been so gutted that his team's doing well, like he's the new Henke, and like not anymore. With this, what do you say to the allegations on NBA Reddit that Murray has owned your country ball at basketball?
I'm against it, man.
You think Mario, he can
dribble? Mario's my guy. I mean, the dribbling, it's hard, man. Dribbling, dribbling's hard, and it's not for everyone.
Yes, it is. In basketball,
and,
it's
again, shooting, also hard, not for everyone.
Yeah.
And passing,
Yeah. Get him off the court. Again, it's a shame because he came in like so hot. Like in summer league, he was unstoppable. Yeah. Anyway, let's get
he got followed by. He was happy. He got followed by Alfred Payton finally on Instagram the other day.
Oh, great!
And he posted
him.
On a story. It was like, please join me in prayer and celebrate.
Practice basketball, you. Yeah, cup of the week.
Oh, for me.
Yeah.
So this week, I chose one of my not only favorite NBA clips,
yeah,
but favorite clips on the internet. And it is Magic related, but I think even if I wasn't a Magic fan, I would love this clip. This clip is so good, I'm not even going to ruin it by just playing it through the speakers of my laptop while holding the mic kind of close to it.
Okay, you've hyped it.
Here's what I want you to do. Open your website computer.
Could you not use your editing skills to edit in after the podcast has been done?
I could do that, yes. But it takes away the heart of okay. the segment.
Okay,
here's what you do. Open your browser. Yeah. Put in HTTPS.
You don't even mention that bit.
What do you call that thing where there's like two dots, one on top of the other?
Semicolon?
Yeah, is it a semicolon? Whatever that is. Then dash. Then dash. Then streamable.com/...
No, it's not a semicolon, sorry.
Okay, well, can we find out what it's called? You're really ruining the flow of clip of the week.
Oh, is it a colon?
Yeah, that makes sense. I thought a semicolon was the one that's below it on the keyboard. The winky eye. It's the normal eyes. If you're doing a smiley face, it's
normal. Oh, no,
normal
now I'm on
eyes.
Colon anatomy, colon cancer.
Yeah, well, get off there, mate. Can we just... What, you know when you make a smiley face, guys?
Yeah.
The eyes from the smiley face.
It's a colon.
Okay, And then that's a dash, where it's like this, like a line like that. You guys can't see what I'm doing with my hand.
Yeah, a slash, side slash.
Slash.
Streamable, yeah.
Slash. Then the word streamable.
Yeah.
Then dot, then the word com.
Yeah.
Then another slash.
Yeah, this is the only bit that people need to know.
And then
streamable.
Q-T-W-B.
Streamable.
.com. Q-T-W-B. And that video will... blow your mind.
Okay, I've tried to just type in streamable.com/QTWB and it hasn't come up.
QTWB?
Yeah, so I did. I didn't put in the HTTP though. I thought it'd be fine without it.
Yeah, I thought it'd be fine without it as well.
QTWB, maybe it doesn't work. Ah! Oh, what? And I put Steamable!
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's classic you.
Yeah, alright. Well, maybe you're going to punch me in the face. Okay, channel... Oh, Dennis Scott.
Don't play it.
Sorry.
Okay, but you don't need to know a lot.
Okay.
But just know that it's ex-Magic legend Dennis Scott.
Yeah.
And he's running a camp for kids to learn basketball.
Shout out to Pure Magic.
And that is one of my favorite ever videos on the internet.
It is not Pure Magic. It looks like it is pure...
I think it's...
Cocaine.
No.
Yeah,
that's true. No.
Well, you don't have to... Okay, we're making an entertainment podcast. We're supposed to entertain people through the podcast. We're not supposed to tell them where to get entertainment. Why don't I just recommend another good podcast? Check out the...
I'm going to beep these out again. I did it episode one. I'll do it again.
I won't say a basketball podcast. I'll say a non-basketball.
No, any podcast.
Podcast. Check out the podcast.
I'm censoring that.
No, you can't.
There's going to be... If it's cutting out right now, just know that nothing is going wrong with your internet.
Yeah.
I've intentionally done that.
Okay. We're going to wrap this up because we've clearly hit... When you're describing a video and not even like saying or commenting anything, bringing anything to the table about the video except for go check it out, that's when we know a pro wrapped up. Do you have a joke to finish on?
Oh, an NBA joke.
Jokes last week.
Quick, give me a team.
Then go, oh, you're not going to try and riff it again.
Oh, no,
I decided to riff it and we basically just reinvented the starter's pun gun.
I'll riff it. Give me a team.
I'm going to give you a team and the team is going to be the... New York Knicks. Now you're Googling Knicks players?
Just the depth charts.
Who's the best player on the Knicks? Kick-ass, Porzingis.
Well, you got to give me a chance to guess. I would have got that. That one's obvious, mate.
I was just trying to fill the blank while you were Googling Knicks jokes or something.
What's the best Bible story, Nick's Bible story?
What?
Joaquin Noah's Ark. There's, oh God.
High quality. Thank you all for listening to the...
This is a callback to last week's terrible joke.
Yeah, okay, great.
Who's my best friend on the New York Knicks?
Kristaps Porzingis.
No, Courtney Cox Lee.
Okay.
So it's like Courtney Lee, but I put Cox as his middle name.
Oh, I get it. So there's double puns in there. There's also a pun in the setup.
What do you mean?
Or you got to go friend.
Yeah, yeah. Courtney and so, no, so last year, week, did you not listen to my joke last week? We did.
No.
We did the Nuggets. And I did
out.
Who's My Best Friend in the Nuggets.
Yeah.
And then I did Wilson Chandler Bing.
Yeah, you got.
So it's quite amazing that I've managed to work in.
Well, that one,
Oh, it doesn't quite make sense because one's a character and one's an actress.
Well, it doesn't make sense for more reasons than that, mate. That is all for the Advanced Analytics podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you've got a question, text it to us or write it as a review on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher as well. If you've got a friend who doesn't use iTunes, iTunes is the worst. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Love you.
Comedy is hard.
I'm Guy Williams. Say your name.
I'm Paul Williams. There's only two of us, and if you're Guy Williams, then...
We've got to sign off professionally.
No, well, they'll be able to figure out who I am, innit?
By process of elimination.
Yeah, process of elimination. Okay.